So to summarize that concept of opportunity cost, the par value or the book value, I should have said book minus the opportunity cost is the market value. And that allows us to calculate the opportunity cost if we know the market value. So if the par value or book value is 1,000 and the market value is 900, then the opportunity cost of owning that that security is $100. Now going back, let's go back. We're assuming in these scenarios that rates don't change. They could go up higher or they could go lower. But in this example, we're assuming that rates do change from 3.5 to 6.5, and then they stay there for the next 10 years. Now, if you hold on, you might hold on and hope the rates go back down. They could go back up on you, or you could get lucky and they go back down. But in this example, the rates are changed and then are static for the remaining life of the security. Okay.